was having my sandwich, and I said, how am I going to control this now? How am I going to find out who's on this helicopter, you know, just... Because they didn't make any communication with the Gardaí or anything, but then I got in communication with the Gardaí on the ground, and she said to just walk by her down to the pier into a boat and away. So, like, that just rattled me a bit. I said, I'll do something. So I was having a sandwich, and I rang my wife, and she said, the money again, she says, to have someone that thinks they can walk over you. So I went in just and got my tractor, went down to the scene, and parked it and had a look. And then I figured that they might just chance starting the helicopter with the tractor there as it was. So I just got back into it again and stuck up the loader in the air and said, that'll hold them now. And I just put a little sticky pad on the seat of the helicopter, and I just said, call me. So then it came, the time was flying, and then it was coming to 3 o'clock. So the ship was actually being sunk at this stage. She was well down when we got out there. So I was out there with my brother, once in a lifetime experience to see a wreck being sank, which is such a brilliant thing, like, for the area. And my phone started hopping. Calls all about this poor fellas with the helicopter. They landed in the wrong field. I'm no expert. I'm only a farmer. And if I was flying a helicopter, surely I have a flight plan and things planned out. I hardly landed in the wrong place. But anyway, phone calls kept going, and I was in correspondence with the guard on the ground and in his groan at all stages, the lovely guard from Ballymore. And we were talking and talking, and the next thing, the boat was nearly sunk, and she rang me again, and she said, they're really, really want to get out there. And I said, they can just open the back window of the tractor and push it out of the way. And they were just, I was out the bay when they came out, and they just circled once before the ship sank. And that's basically it. But the motto of the story is, we're Kilcullen's there around the pier and in Scrone, and business in Scrone for years. We do anything we can for the town, facilitate anyone. And all they had to do was ask someone, phone call someone, any of us. And that's all. It's just like the basic fact is what's worth having is worth asking for, basically.
And it was the fact that they landed in the field, Johnny, without permission or without even running it by you first. That was the main thing that really rankled with you.
That was the main thing. It's just, they didn't even have to run it by me. They could have run it by any of my brothers. They could have rang someone to ring someone, which no occasion now even to get an ambulance in or anything like that. This is the sort of phone call we get, and someone will go and open a gate. Someone will take down a fence. Someone will do something. Like even the guards or any case along the shore or anything, we facilitate everyone. But it's just the simple fact is they made no communications, and they were just going to get up and go again without talking to anyone, you know.